Wild Arts respectfully acknowledges the Kuishba Kuiigna, also known as Kuia Band of Indians, and all 9 sovereign bands of Kuia people who have stewarded this land throughout the generations and continue to steward this land for all future generations.
Idlewild Arts Foundation is proud to present One World, One Idlewild, the series, in conversation with Pamela Jordan. The series brings together thought leaders, creatives, influencers, and changemakers, highlighting the work of citizen artists whose careers and lives have been shaped by the transformative power of art.
Have the courage to lead.
The best thing that ever happened to me was the Northridge earthquake.
Artists throughout the world, we are the speakers of truth. We are the most authentic expression of the day of the times.
Be determined to get the most you can from every opportunity. And where you don't see opportunities, ask for them.
Great leaders recognize that the work requires urgent patience.
You can learn about classroom management. You can learn about the new curriculum. You can learn about the new way to teach, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if those students feel that love, they're more likely to listen. They're more likely to trust. They're more likely to be vulnerable. And in that space, that's where you can change some kid's life.
From Idlewild Arts Academy in Idlewild, California, I'm Pamela Jordan with One World, One Idlewild, the series. Today, I'm speaking with Andre Omar Rial. Andre is from Mexico City, where he started performing at the young age of 6. He was a semi-finalist on The Voice in Mexico. He played Simba in the Mexico production of The Lion King, and he was in the musical Grease, also in Mexico, all before the age of 16. Andre is a senior at Idlewild Arts Academy, where he studies dramatic arts. Since attending the school, he has starred in several productions, including Bat Boy, for which he won a Best in Acting Award in the Lucy Arnaz Award competition in Palm Springs, California. That honor led to the National High School Musical Theater Awards, the Jimmy Awards, where he performed on Broadway in the Minskoff Theater, and received the Spirit of the Jimmys Award for embodying the spirit of this musical theater celebration. I spoke with Andre on January 29th, 2024. Andre, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
No, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm excited for this.
I've wanted to interview you since last year, probably even when you arrived, when you came here in your sophomore year. I had the privilege of meeting your parents recently, and when we visited Mexico, they're so supportive and so proud of you. Tell me about your childhood. Tell me about growing up.
Great. So I am from Mexico City. My parents are actually from Nogales, Sonora, which is in the north part of Mexico. It's borders with Arizona. And I think Mexican culture is part of my life. I mean, it's the food, it's the people, it's the music. Everything is inspiration for me. And Growing up in Mexico made me a very, I don't know, I think I'm very grateful for growing up in an environment with, like, family and, like, all the good food. You don't imagine how good the food is. Well, I mean, you went to Mexico. Yes.
And I am absolutely struck every time I visit and visit families, absolutely struck about how strong the family structure is. And mm-hmm. Even just some homes I visit and how it's built, like it's just built so all the families can come and be together and eat. It's all around the kitchen. it's really great. I enjoy it every time I go and meet our Idlewild families.
Yes.
You know, so you're a student at Idlewild. You came here in your sophomore year and you're a senior now. About to graduate.
Yeah, senior.
But before coming here, you were a pretty successful child actor. I'm wondering how you, tell us some of the things that you did, you know, when you were in Mexico and growing up. Mexico, it was in Mexico City mainly when you grew up?
I consider myself from Mexico City. My family moved to Mexico City when I was 6 years old. So, and then in Mexico City is when my career started. So,
It's 6 years old.
It's 6 years old. So the first thing that I did professionally was a reality show called Pequeños Gigantes. This show was like a bunch of teams, which consisted of a captain. That the captain was like the youngest kid. It was me. I was the captain of one team. Then it was two dancers and one singer. So those were the teams.
You were the captain at 6 years old.
Yes. And everything started because one of my aunts said, like, oh, there's this commercial on TV and they're auditioning little kids and I think Andre should go. And I really appreciated a lot, like, arts. I mean, there was a time where my parents just sent me to everything, like karate, dancing, and then I showed some passion for like acting and singing, and I was like, yeah. So my parents were like, yeah, let's take him to the audition. And I had my first audition, I had my callback, and then I got in the show, and I was national Mexican TV. I didn't win the competition, but I did go to the semifinals, and I'm more grateful than experiencing that.
Wow. Yes. And then what did you go on to do? I think you've been in a number of how do they say?
Yes, telenovelas.
Telenovelas.
Yes. I was in a lot of telenovelas. I was also in two movies, one called 108 Costuras and the other one is Mi Pequeño Gran Nombre, all of them Mexican productions. I started doing musical theater, which right now is like my main focus. But my first musical was The Lion King. And that was my introduction to theater. And what could be best than The Lion King?
How did you get the nerve to, like, you had never done musical theater and you go out for The Lion King?
Yes. Yeah. So, I always went to singing lessons and dancing and acting, but I never thought of it like, oh, I should combine them and do like a single art. And when I went to that audition, I was number 2,300 something.
Wow.
There was a big line of kids that look exactly like me. And I went inside and it was the whole day. They would be like eliminating kids. And I got to the final round. And I didn't get picked at first. But 2 months later, because the Simbas would get taller, they would like be auditioning again for new Simbas.
So this, you were the leading role. You were Simba.
Yes, I was young Simba.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and then after 2 months of the opening night in Mexico, I started learning the musical. It took me 2 weeks, 2 weeks to learn the show. And I was all of the first act of the show. I was singing the, oh, I just can't wait to be king. I got to work with a lot of Disney Broadway people, choreographers and directors. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. I still have a lot of memories from there.
You know, so my question, you know, obviously you found Idlewild Arts.
Yes.
And Idlewild Arts Academy is a boarding school, so you needed to leave home.
Uh-huh.
And come and live here. And I think, you know, a lot of young people would find it very difficult to leave that life, leave that success, and come to a boarding arts high school, be a kid, study, immerse yourself. What was your thought process in doing that? That had to be a difficult choice.
Yes, I mean, it was definitely a difficult choice that my family and I as a team had to take. But when I go back to Mexico, I like to say that I retired at a young age because I stopped doing all these professional stuff. And now I started to really go deeper into what's it like to be in a craft, you know? To have that process of doing a character, because I was just thrown to this professional world where I started, you know, learning stuff without having a previous knowledge of it. And now that I came to Idlewild Arts, it's just like, oh, I'm getting all this knowledge that I didn't have before. How am I going to put it into my art, you know? And the main focus was to practice all the basics in English because, I mean, language is such a big struggle for me. I had to change all my world into English. Now I had to ask for water in English. I had to act in English. I had to do musical theater in English. So it was like I need to practice that. And also, my main goal was always to go to Broadway. So how do I do that? Well, is studying my craft, is practicing all my English, and I don't know. I'm still in the process of getting there.
Well, you are well on your way. I mean, you know, kids, students, they can have dreams and they're sort of waiting for things to come. But you've already done so much. And this past year, we did a production here at Idlewild Arts, Bat Boy, the musical.
Yes.
And the musical was a success, and you individually, you were a huge success. And tell us about the award you won and how you got to go to Broadway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I like to think of this like it all started when I was offered the role of Bat Boy, because that took me to the next level. Dennis McCourt, my teacher, just offered me the leading role, and he was like, do you think you can be on stage for 2 hours and be the leading role? And, you know, it's a heavy, it's hard. And I was just like, oh, I've never had that time on stage. I mean, it's hard. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. Sure. And I really didn't know what was going to happen next. And then the production happened. People started talking about Bat Boy. It was, wow, this is really cool. Then we had judges coming to see one of our shows. We had 4 shows. They came to the 3rd one. And they were like, we had a small talk after the show, and the judges were like, hey, tell us about like how do you build this character. I explained them, and then I got an email. Me and one of my friends, Abigail Sorrell, she got nominated for Best Leading Actress, and I got nominated for Best Leading Actor. And oh my god, that was a lot for me. And also the production of Bat Boy got nominated as the best show. So yes, days after, we went to Palm Springs. We auditioned at the regional program of the Lucy Arnaz Awards. And another kids that were nominated too. Everyone was really excited, all these talented kids that could
bounce. How many students were there?
Huh?
How many students were there?
There were, I think, like maybe 20 boys and 20 girls.
Wow.
Yes, and we had to sing first, like, the song of the character that we were nominated for, so I did a Bat Boy song, and then they picked 3 guys and 3 girls, and then we got to perform a solo, and then I got picked, and they told me, like, yes, now the next step is to go to New York. You're staying at Juilliard and for a week, and you're gonna perform at the Minskoff Theater on Broadway, where the Lion King has been there for the past 20-something years. So that was a lot to handle. Yes. And I have to say, also, the Bat Boy production, we won as best musical.
Yeah.
For like, the regional of Palm Springs. So That was a win for our production, because I didn't do this by myself. It was a team. It was the ensemble. It was everyone. And look what we got to do.
So yes. So you have now performed on Broadway. How was it?
It was amazing. I wish I could remember every detail, but it was so shocking that I struggled to remember stuff. That was the definition of living in the moment.
Mm.
And I got chills. I got to stay at Juilliard 1 week. I got to work on on this room full of professional people with a bunch of stage managers with a team. Also, I did a lot of friends. We were 94 nominees.
So, wow. From all over the country.
Yes. Half were male identifying and half were female identifying. So it was amazing. I met a lot of artists. One of my coaches, his name is Howard. He was one of the Phantom of the Operas for like a lot of years. He was my coach. He was teaching me how to do my song. It was amazing.
I wish our listeners, I know they can hear it in your voice. I wish they could see you, just your enthusiasm and your wonderment, just to keep that forever. It comes across in all that you do on the stage, just your total commitment to your performance and your craft. It's just really phenomenal. So what's next for you after Idlewild Arts?
I want to go to college to study musical theater. I want to master it. I want to become good at it. I think I have what it takes to like be disciplined, and I have everything I need to succeed in this career. I have a family that supports me. I mean, I came to Idlewild, so my family just let me go at the age of 15. So that's something big.
That's huge. That yeah. really is. Parents do that because they are supporting their kids and rewarding them for their hard work, you know, being here for the passion. So I know it's still early on. You haven't heard yet, but where do you want to go to college? What's your first choice?
Oh,
he's afraid to say it.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm going to tell you my three first options.
Okay.
Because in a week, I'm leaving to Chicago, to the Chicago Unifieds, to audition for I-11 colleges.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's 11 colleges. My top choices are Boston Conservatory at Berkeley, Pace University at New York, and Marymount Manhattan at New York. So I'm really striking for the East Coast.
Well, I think yes. you're going to have a very hard decision when you get into all of them. You'll have to decide which one to do.
Thank you so much
for speaking with me today. It's just been a real pleasure.
No, it's my pleasure. It's amazing to meet people like you, Pam, and thank you for supporting young artists like us. And I appreciate it a lot. You don't imagine.
You've been listening to One World, One Idlewild, the series, presented by Idlewild Arts Foundation. At Idlewild Arts, we have always believed that art is the greatest teacher of humanity. We continue to believe that the practice of creativity hones each person's desire and ability to affect global change. My name is Pamela Jordan.
To learn more about the Academy and its world-renowned summer program, please visit idlewildarts.org. To subscribe to the One World, One Idlewild podcast, please visit idlewildarts.org/the-series. Please consider supporting the students of Idlewild Arts by visiting idlewildarts.org/giving to make a gift today. Thank you for listening to One World, One Idlewild, the series, a creation and production of Idlewild Arts Foundation. Executive producer, Pamela Jordan. Directed and produced by Rose Colella. Edited, engineered, and mastered by Justin Holmes. Graphic design by Mark Biley. Marketing and publicity by Dana Albright, Molly Maple, and Alice Metcalf. Marketing assistance by Rose Colella. Production and research assistance by Keith Miller. Creative consultation by Palencia Turner. Our theme song is Beaconing, composed and performed by the incomparable Marshall Hawkins. Pamela Jordan was appointed president of Idlewild Arts Foundation in 2014. Prior to this position, she held the distinction of being the first female and first African-American head of school of the Chicago Academy for the Arts, a position she held for 12 years. She currently serves on the board of the Association of Boarding Schools and is also a member of the Global Education Advisory Council for Shanghai Hauer Collegiate School, Kashan. One World, One Idlewild, the series, is a production of Idlewild Arts Foundation. Any use of materials, including reproduction, modification, distribution, or republication without the prior written consent of Idlewild Arts Foundation is strictly prohibited.